I teach at Harvard Business School, but my work is grounded in psychology. Across borders and between industries, organizations differ in so many respects. And yet, they all share one thing. People work in them. The confluence between organizations and psychology is fascinating because it allows me to make sense of behaviors that, on the surface, seem to make little or no sense at all. Looking inside an organization raises all sorts of questions, from why we avoid difficult conversations to how we work effectively in teams. To answer them, at a basic level, we need to understand how our minds work, the psychology behind our decisions. This psychological perspective was essential as I sought to understand rebels and the organizations in which they work. I have found rebels in many places over the last few years, from a Ducati Corse motorcycle racetrack to call centers in remote rural parts of India. I've traveled the streets of Milan, raced through the desert in the Middle East on quads, and walked the floors of various manufacturing plants. I've talked to musicians, magicians, surgeons, sport coaches, CEOs, and pilots. I've gone behind the scenes of improv theaters and sat through welcoming and training sessions at a professional services firm. I traveled to Pixar in San Francisco, to Valve Software in Seattle, to Goldman Sachs in New York, and to Morningstar in California. The rebels I met in these organizations came from all walks of life, and each struck me as unique. But all of them have the quality that I have come to call rebel talent. In my observations, I have also come to identify five core elements of rebel talent. The first is novelty, seeking out challenge and the new. The second is curiosity, the impulse we all had as children to constantly ask why. The third is perspective, the ability rebels have to constantly broaden their view of the world and see it as others do. The fourth is diversity, the tendency to challenge predetermined social roles and reach out to those who may appear different. And the fifth is authenticity, which rebels embrace in all that they do, remaining open and vulnerable in order to connect with others and learn from them. As this book progresses, I will explore each of the five elements of rebel talent in more depth, and I will show you how to combine them successfully, like executing a great recipe. Rebellion, as you'll see, is an approach to life and work that we can all embrace. Rule breaking does not have to get us into trouble, if done correctly and in the right doses. In fact, it can help us get ahead. To see this in action, we'll journey to some surprising stages of rebellion, from a Tennessee drive-thru of a fast food chain with a giant hot dog on its roof, to Italy's first typewriter factory in the foothills of the Italian Alps. We'll visit rebels at work in high-end hotels, tomato fields, consulting firms, and a Hollywood movie studio. We'll learn from rebels who are willing to be their most vulnerable in front of 20,000-plus basketball fans. And I'll ultimately share the 8 principles rebels live by and how we can all be agents of positive change by embracing them. Every one of us, no matter our innate personality or where we are in our careers, can be a rebel. One of the biggest surprises in my research has been the discovery of how important and meaningful rebel talent can be in one's personal life. I began this project by trying to understand rule-breaking in the workplace. But breaking rules, as I discovered along the way, enriches every aspect of our lives. Living life like a rebel is energizing. I've tried it myself, and it's opened me up to a world of new experiences. As a result, I now drink milk in all sorts of colors for breakfast, wear red sneakers on formal occasions, and I'm always on the lookout for positive ways of being in the world that may at first feel wrong, or possibly even destructive. My hope is that this book will help you discover your own rebel talent and allow you to help others to do the same. There are strong habits that pull us toward the familiar and comfortable. We need to learn to break these habits, like so many Han Dynasty urns. Only then will we be ready to transform them, and ultimately to create our own success.